Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Episode 5. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, moi c'est Marc.
Et moi c'est Pierre-Benoît.
Comment vas-tu Pierre-Benoît ?
Très très bien Marc, je suis ravi d'être ici, d'être là avec vous tous, parce qu'il ne fait pas très très beau dehors, donc très bien.
Bah, on est toujours ravis d'être ici, même s'il fait beau dehors, non ?
Bien sûr.
We're back with another episode of our travel diaries in which we are following the adventures of Lara and Noah as they travel through the south of France. And of course, the diaries are full of rich language that we'll get a chance to investigate. In a sense, the idea behind this is, of course, the fact that we can't really travel ourselves at the moment. So a little bit of virtual travel may quench our desire to travel at least for a little while. And it gives us a good opportunity to do some studying of the French language.
It's actually lovely, Mark, because it allows us to go back to places we actually visited once, you know, or twice, you know, before. So it's nice. It's lovely.
We're actually heading to one particular city today where we filmed a few years back. We did some content back there. Do you remember there was a wedding that was taking place? They were driving around in their cars, tooting their horns and everything down in the port. Do you remember that?
And was that the day I was wearing my kilt?
Possibly.
Because it was in Marseille. We were filming in Marseille the next day, and the day before I had a wedding. My cousin was getting married. I remember that.
It seems a long time ago. Anyway, enough reminiscing. Let's get on with the text for today. So we're going to listen again to Lara's text, and then, of course, afterwards we'll have a chat about the language contained in this.
Yeah, we're still in Avignon, Marc. Am I right?
At the moment, we're still in Avignon. Yes, Saha. Okay, so let's find out where we get to today.
Ce matin, nous avons admiré le Palais des Papes. C'est une construction immense du XIVe siècle dans laquelle on pourrait mettre non pas trois, mais quatre cathédrales gothiques. Tout simplement émerveillés, nous avons pris le train vers Marseille. Une fois arrivés à la gare, nous sommes directement partis en direction du vieux port de Marseille. Nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés sur un petit restaurant tout mignon. On a partagé un gros poisson tout frais, pêché le matin même. Un vrai délice. Jusqu'au coucher du soleil, nous avons loué des vélos électriques pour faire un tour dans le parc national des Calanques. Passer du temps dans la nature nous a fait le plus grand bien, et je sens que nous allons dormir comme des bébés, dans une petite auberge en dehors du parc.
Très bien.
Ça donne envie de voyager encore, hein?
Okay, let's begin our analysis of this text. Let's begin with the first sentence.
Ce matin, nous avons admiré le Palais des Papes.
Okay, this morning we admired le Palais des Papes, the Palace of the Popes. Now, this goes back to a time when the seat of the Catholic Church was in Avignon. I'm not a historian, so I can't give too much detail about this, I'm afraid. But the Palais des Papes was the palace of the popes when the popes were in Avignon. I think at the time there was actually popes in Rome as well. I don't know. I need to find out more about this. And I'm sure many of our listeners will be able to correct us or give us more information about the history of the popes in Avignon and in Rome.
C'est une construction immense du XIVe siècle, dans laquelle on pourrait mettre non pas trois, mais quatre cathédrales gothiques.
Ok, so c'est une construction immense, it's an immense construction, a huge, enormous construction, of the, or from the 14th century, du XIVe siècle, dans laquelle, in the which, ok, dans laquelle on pourrait mettre, one could put, non pas trois, not three, mais quatre cathédrales gothiques, but four Gothic cathedrals. So we're talking about the size here. The size of this Palais des Papes is so large that it could fit four cathedrals, four Gothic cathedrals inside. Now, this non pas trois, do we need both the non and the pas?
Yes, you wouldn't say non trois, you need a non pas. Non pas trois, non pas lundi, mais mardi. Okay? Non pas la semaine, mais le week-end. Okay, it's really nice. But you need the non pas before the what you're describing after.
Could we get away with just pas?
You could get away with it, but it doesn't sound as nice and as correct, should I say. So I don't want to say, I don't want to be adamant in case I might make un petit faux pas, but I think you're safe with non pas, and it's not difficult. You use both, it's great.
Okay, so non pas trois, mais quatre cathédrales gothiques.
Très bien. And watch the H after the in cathédrale and in gothique, because obviously in English you would say cathedral and gothic. Okay, but in French it's silent.
Good stuff. Let's continue.
Tout simplement émerveillés, nous avons pris le train vers Marseille.
Okay, so we can recognize a word in here. We've got the word merveille, marvels. So quite simply, he marveled, if there's such a word. Of course, there's no word in English, but you're completely bowled over. You're shocked, awestruck, perhaps. Tout simplement émerveillé, quite awestruck. Nous avons pris le train vers Marseille. We took the train towards Marseille. Now, a little reminder here for our listeners. When you're writing the word Marseille in French, you don't put an S on the end.
Très bien.
Okay. So Marseille in French is spelled M-A-R-S-E-I-L-L-E. But in English, we, for some reason, put an S on the end. Probably a mistake from many years ago. I don't know.
And can you think about another city, Mark, in France?
I can indeed, because that was the question I was about to ask you. I think you might be talking about Lyon.
Great minds, etc., etc.
So Lyon, the same happens with Lyon. So Lyon in French, L-Y-O-N, in English, randomly, we think there's two of them. So Lyon with S at the end.
And it's a lovely, there's a lovely alliteration here in with the R. I love it. I enjoyed reading this sentence. Tout simplement émerveillé, nous avons pris le train vers Marseille. Can you hear the R sounds there? It's lovely.
You know, that's a good opportunity for us to practice our French R. So, Pierre Benoit, can you say that again slowly and just we'll have our listeners read along with you or repeat after you, rather.
Tout simplement, émerveillé, nous avons pris le train vers Marseille.
Okay, we gave you some space there to repeat that. And that's actually something that we do in the premium version of this course. We've actually created the entire text from Lara's diary, made it into a video, but split it up so that you get the chance to repeat the phrases after Lara reads them. And it's given you a good chance to practice your pronunciation. So do check that out in the premium version. Anyway, let's get on with the text here. If we continue with what happens once we arrived in Marseille.
Une fois arrivés à la gare, nous sommes directement partis en direction du vieux port de Marseille.
Ok, une fois arrivés à la gare. Once arrived at the station. So once is a translation of one time, une fois. Once, and then in English we'd probably have to say once we got to the station, once we arrived at the station. But in French you don't need the we arrived. You don't need to make that into a verb. You can just make it a past participle. Une fois arrivé à la gare. But of course, arrivé here in this situation would have to agree because it's like saying, nous sommes arrivés à la gare.
Oh, yeah, that's it. So it's Noah, it's Lara and Noah. So
an adjective, basically. Once we arrived at the station, nous sommes directement partis. We left straight away, directly. Nous sommes directement partis en direction du vieux port de Marseille, in the direction of the old harbour of Marseille, and the old, the old harbour, the old port of Marseille.
So it's like we headed for the old harbour.
Okay.
Nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés sur un petit restaurant tout mignon.
I love this sentence here. The sentence says, nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps. So let's take that first bit. Se promener is the verb to walk, okay? To go for a walk. It's a different verb from, for example, marcher, which gives the idea of walking. You're kind of marching, okay? And if you had said, nous y avons marché longtemps, that kind of is a different type of walking, isn't it?
Yes, nous y avons marché longtemps. Yeah, that would be brisque. And that would, Whereas promener, se promener, it's really a leisure. You take the time and you enjoy it. It's really for pleasure.
It's the difference, in a sense, between we walked and we went for a walk, or we walked about. If we had said, nous y avons marché longtemps, we would be walking up and down, almost training or something like that. So, nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps. And the E in there is interesting too, because the E is referring to where it was we've mentioned. So, le vieux port de Marseille. So, we walked about for a long time there, jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés. So, we're going to leave that just now. And then we're going to deal with the last part of the sentence. Sur un petit restaurant tout mignon. So we found a lovely, cute little restaurant. But this, jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés.
Yeah, let's break it down, Mark, here. We've got tomber sur.
Yeah, so to literally to fall upon.
Yeah, or to bump into something or someone.
Mm-hmm. So tomber sur quelqu'un, tomber sur quelque chose, to bump into someone or to stumble across. So to stumble across, so that's tomber sur. And then we've got the jusqu'à ce que.
Ha ha ha. And that triggers a
subjunctive.
Oui, voilà.
For some of our listeners, you may be a little shocked by a subjunctive, or you might not be familiar with a subjunctive. Don't worry about the subjunctive. Here, we've got an interesting subjunctive because it's nous soyons tombés. And that is what is called a perfect subjunctive. It's in the perfect tense. So we're looking at the present subjunctive of être as our auxiliary verb, because tomber, as the main verb, takes être in the perfect tense. So we've got je suis tombé, I fell. But here we've got nous soyons tombés. Normally it would be nous sommes tombés. But in this case, we've got to use the special version, nous soyons tombés, because of the jusqu'à ce que, which is our trigger. So let's go back through the sentence. We walked about there for a long time. Nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps. Jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés sur un petit restaurant tout mignon. So until we stumbled across a lovely, cute little restaurant.
Super.
Okay. Let's find out what they had at this lovely, cute little restaurant.
On a partagé un gros poisson tout frais pêché le matin même.
So we shared, on a partagé un gros poisson, a huge fish, a big fish, tout frais, fresh, completely fresh. Why was it completely fresh? Because it was pêché le matin même, fished that very morning, or caught that very morning. Pêché, pêché. The verb pêché means to fish or to catch a fish. There's also a verb pêché meaning to sin.
Yes, but the accent is different, Mark. Do you know?
Yeah, so the pêché with the fish, you've got a circumflex, and it may help you to think of that circumflex replacing the S, because if it replaces an S before the next consonant, so we would then have P-E-S-C, which starts to look at, it starts to look like the astrological sign Pisces. And of course, Pisces are fish, so that's when you can remember that the E circumflex, pêché, is meaning to fish. But the E acute péché, that means to sin.
Mm-hmm. And in Spanish, you would say pescar. So it's quite nice. You've got your SC as well there.
Indeed, indeed. And then this the fish that they both ate is described as
un vrai délice,
an absolute delight. It's a delicious meal, a true exquisite meal, or something like that. Okay, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, so Lara and Noah are in Marseille, in the Port de Marseille, and they have just had a delightful meal of fish, and we are just on the final paragraph of the text.
Oui, ça donne faim d'ailleurs, ça.
Oui, ça donne faim. Vas-y.
Ça donne faim, tu connais cette expression?
Oui, je connais bien, ça donne faim. That gives hunger, literally, so it makes you hungry.
Voilà.
Okay, so the final paragraph.
Jusqu'au coucher du soleil, nous avons loué des vélos électriques pour faire un tour dans le parc national des Calanques.
Okay, so previously we had jusqu'à ce que. This time we've just got jusqu'à, or in this case, jusqu'au. So until, and then it's followed by a noun, le coucher du soleil, until sunset. Previously we had jusqu'à ce que, until something happened. We've got a verb, jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés. But this is straightforward, it's just until plus a noun, jusqu'au coucher du soleil. Until sunset, nous avons loué des vélos électriques. We hired electric bikes pour faire un tour, in order to go for a ride, dans le parc national des Calanques, in the national park of the Calanques, which is just next to Marseille. It's part of the outskirts of Marseille.
Passer du temps dans la nature nous a fait le plus grand bien. Et je sens que nous allons dormir comme des bébés dans une petite auberge en dehors du parc.
Okay, again, quite a long sentence there. Let's split it up. Passer du temps dans la nature. Spending time in nature nous a fait le plus grand bien. It did for us the biggest good.
A lot of good, yeah.
A lot of good, yeah. So translating it literally, the biggest good, le plus grand bien. But of course, spending time in nature just was perfect for us. It did us a lot of good. And I just wanted to pick up on this, passer du temps. Okay, passer du temps, we're looking at infinitive there, but in English, we would probably translate that with an ing form. So spending time in nature.
But it's something you can do in French, use an infinitive and put it first as your subject. So, you know, to spend the time did us a lot of good. So spending the time there.
Yeah, it's almost like a noun. It's almost like where you're making that verb into a noun. Spending time in nature, passer du temps dans la nature, like the break or the sun or the something did us a lot of good here. Passer du temps dans la nature.
Yeah, it's usually used for statements like this. You know, if I said to you, manger trop le soir n'est pas bon pour la santé. So you've got your manger hier, okay, le soir n'est pas bon pour la santé. And you just put that forward as a statement. It's quite nice.
Yeah, so eating too much in the evening is not good for your health. So in this case, passer du temps dans la nature nous a fait le plus grand bien et, and I think, je sens, I feel, que nous allons dormir comme des bébés, that we're going to sleep like babies. And where are they going to sleep like babies? Dans une petite auberge, in a little hostel, en dehors du parc, outside the park, en dehors du parc. And that's it for this text. We're going to listen again now, and hopefully now that we've gone through it in more detail, you'll understand everything. Let's hear from Lara one more time.
Ce matin, nous avons admiré le palais des papes. C'est une construction immense du XIVe siècle dans laquelle on pourrait mettre non pas trois, mais quatre cathédrales gothiques. Tout simplement émerveillés, nous avons pris le train vers Marseille. Une fois arrivés à la gare, nous sommes directement partis en direction du vieux port de Marseille. Nous nous y sommes promenés longtemps jusqu'à ce que nous soyons tombés sur un petit restaurant tout mignon. On a partagé un gros poisson tout frais, pêché le matin même. Un vrai délice. Jusqu'au coucher du soleil, nous avons loué des vélos électriques pour faire un tour dans le parc national des Calanques. Passer du temps dans la nature nous a fait le plus grand bien, et je sens que nous allons dormir comme des bébés, dans une petite auberge en dehors du parc.
Et voilà. Now, just while we were listening to that again, I double-checked the whole situation of the Avignon Papacy. And the Avignon Papacy refers to the papacy during the period 1309 to 1377, when the popes lived and operated out of Avignon instead of their traditional home in Rome. So there wasn't a shared papacy in different parts, both in Rome and in Avignon. This was when the papacy moved to Avignon and they were in the Palais des Papes. Okay, we hope that you've enjoyed this episode of our travel diaries. We will be continuing next time when perhaps we'll spend a little more time in Avignon and, not in Avignon, I keep getting my cities and towns mixed up, in Marseille, and we'll perhaps continue on from there. As we mentioned, don't forget that you can head to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information about how you can get more out of this series. And of course, check us out on social media, where we are Coffee Break French on Facebook, Coffee Break Languages on Instagram, and Learn French on Twitter. Et voilà, c'est tout pour cette semaine. T'as des projets, toi, pour le week-end?
Peut-être faire une petite... je vais peut-être me promener, d'accord? Et puis faire un petit peu de vélo, et puis faire un petit peu de musique aussi. J'ai quatre projets en ce moment, donc j'ai un petit peu de je dois consacrer du temps à ça.
Excellent. Bon, moi, j'ai l'intention de manger un gros poisson.
Oui, mais on ne va pas pouvoir le partager tous les deux, c'est dommage.
Ouais, c'est dommage. C'est le confinement ne nous permet pas.
Allez, à la prochaine.
Salut, au revoir.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.